Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 31 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get all the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude90. Today, we're exploring how to create a habit of thankful thinking. I wonder, does thankful thinking come naturally for you, or do you find it easier to be negative, critical, or jealous? I've discovered my ability to think thankfully directly relates to how deeply I think. Let me explain with a story. When I was in college, I had a friend named Bob, and he impressed me with how eloquently he prayed. Of course, he felt embarrassed that I admired his prayer life, but it did open a dialogue about how he prays. His prayer life mirrored his thought life. He taught himself to never settle for superficial thoughts or prayers. Here's how that played out. For me, I might pray, God, please bless and heal my friend Joe who has lung cancer. Bob's prayer would go deeper because he trained himself to think thankfully. It might have gone something like this, although this is not his actual prayer. Lord, I'm concerned for my friend Joe. I'm grateful that you're more concerned than me. And Jesus, I thank you that you continually bring Joe before the Father. I praise you that you made him in your image and you redeemed him. And I know you never intended for Joe to get cancer, but sin came into the world and now he must face awful diseases like this. But Lord, I know you have the power to heal as you proved while you walked on this earth. And I know Joe's family and friends are crushed right now and it would hurt them so deeply to lose him. Joe's content with whatever choice you make because he knows getting to be with you would be even better. But it seems to me that he has work left to do in his family and his community in this world, so I pray that you would heal him. We'll accept your will with thanksgiving because we know your will is always perfect and beyond our understanding. So we pray through this situation you would receive glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, I'm not recommending that you necessarily copy that prayer, but I do want to unpack some things that Bob taught me to pray and think more deeply and thankfully. And it all starts with a single verse. Do you get tired of hearing young people flippantly respond, whatever? Typically, it's kind of dismissive, defiant, or even passive aggressive. Well, that's not how Paul used the word in Philippians 4:8. This is what it says. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The word translated whatever can also mean how much, how great, how many, as great as, or as much. This means to make all of your thoughts focus on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. This list provides a roadmap to more thoughtful prayers and more thankful thinking. If you spend your time thinking deeply about all these things, you're not going to have time left over for negative thinking or critical thoughts or impure desires. In his classic book, Start With Why, Simon Sinek challenges leaders to define their why and then to keep digging to their foundational why. The way to do this involves asking a series of five whys. Each time you ask why, then ask another why until you get down to the bedrock. The same discipline applies to Paul's thankful thinking pattern in Philippians 4:8. Don't settle for simple answers or simple prayers. Instead, ask what else? What else is true about Joe? What else is true about God? What else does Scripture say? For example, let's just take the simple phrase, whatever's true. In Bob's prayer example, he allowed this statement to remember what is true about his friend Joe. Here are some of the things that he said. Joe is more loved by God than anyone else. Jesus is continually praying for Joe. God designed and redeemed Joe as an expression of God's creative love. God's not out to get Joe and doesn't love to inflict cancer, and God has the power to heal. Now, we could list more truths that Bob rehearsed in this prayer, but God doesn't need to be reminded of those truths. Bob and Joe do, and so do we. If you ask what else about each of the eight concepts listed in Philippians 4:8, you'll be able to think more deeply and more thoughtfully for hours. Remember back in school where we learned how to write essays? Our teachers taught us to create an outline that included an introduction, a few paragraphs to make the case, and then a closing paragraph. For most of us, our prayer life is a lot more like a tweet, a 140-character headline. It might be catchy, but it's not very deep or extensive. But I wonder, what if we learned to think in paragraphs? How would that change our thankfulness in prayer life? Well, that's what Bob taught me. He told me that I pray in sentences and he prays in paragraphs. He didn't necessarily write out an outline for spontaneous prayer, but through the discipline of thinking in paragraphs, his prayers became more meaningful. Now, I want to give you a warning here. My goal here is not to teach you to pray more deeply and to think more thankfully so others will become impressed with you. Jesus actually warned about that in Matthew 6, where he said, "When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. Because I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get." Now, it may seem like I'm merely advocating for more careful thinking, and I do think that's beneficial, but it would be empty and vain if we don't allow those careful thoughts to lead to thanksgiving. So remember the context of Philippians chapter 4. The whatever thinking flows out of Paul's encouragement to pray with thanksgiving in response to anxiety. So the cure to anxiety is grateful prayers, thankful thinking, and right living. Here's my challenge for you today. Choose one of those 8 words listed in Philippians 4:8 and take out your journal. Reflect on a situation you're facing right now and make a list of things that are true about that situation. What else is true about the people involved? What else is true about your desires? What else don't you know? Why is everyone so concerned? What else is God doing in this setting? Now that you have a better understanding of what's happening, how do you think God wants you to pray? What might it look like to turn your concerns into prayer and then thanksgiving? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for giving me a mind with which I can think about you, your world, and my life. Teach me to think more thankfully and more carefully. Give me a heart that longs for truth, purity, goodness, and love, and use me. Melt me, break me, and shape me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.